We turn now to politics here in the United States. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us on Fridays for political analysis. He's on the phone today from Oklahoma City. Juan, welcome back to the show. And let's begin with the death of Terri Schiavo, personal tragedy for her family, but one with major political repercussions as well. How do you think this is going to play out with Congress coming back into session next week?
Alex, clearly everyone on Capitol Hill thinks this is going to have consequence in the immediate short term because of the focus on judges when the Congress reconvenes next week after the Easter recess. Already, Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader, has said that there are people who will pay, men who will answer. Here he's speaking about federal judges for what he described as thumbing their noses at Terri Schiavo in her hour of need. So what you have here is DeLay literally threatening to make a bigger case out of what it was already going to be an explosive case about the Congress's handling of President Bush's judicial nominees. This comes, of course, in the midst of the fact that 82%, according to the CBS poll, indicate that Congress and the president should not have intervened and allowed the federal courts to become involved in Terri Schiavo's case. But what's interesting here is that you have a split among conservatives, and I think that's what accounts for the fact that the president has, you know, experienced a 7-point drop in his approval rating, largely because of this division among conservatives, among church-going conservatives, people who voted for the president, divided over the issue of right to life or right to die.
Juan, Tom DeLay is certainly a controversial Republican leader, the House Majority Leader, but no one says he's not smart. Are you at all surprised by his apparent desire to keep this alive as a political issue?
No, I think that there's two elements here that you need to think about, Alex. First, that the people who care deeply about this issue are going to remember that Tom DeLay took it up, brought their issue to the forefront, that Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, got involved again and took a risk and acted, and that President Bush flew back from his vacation to the White House to sign the legislation approved by the Congress. So there is a small group, but these are people who care deeply about the issue who are going to remember the actions of these politicians. Most Americans, as the poll indicates, think that the Congress and president shouldn't have intervened, and they're likely to forget this issue in a year or two come the 2006 midterms or come preparations for the 2008 presidential race.
Juan, another story this week, the performance of the intelligence services. Yesterday, this report from the Presidential Commission on Intelligence Performance released. What did you think of it and the president's response? It was a pretty damning report.
Well, you know, the president initially did not want this commission to come together, but he has changed his tune. As you saw yesterday, he said that, you know, he valued it and that he's going to act on it. According to White House officials, the onus of the report is on the failure of intelligence gathering, not on the political. The Democrats, however, and many of the president's critics are leaping at the idea that they feel the data was being massaged, that the president's daily brief, you know, which is the intelligence summary the president gets every day from the 15 intelligence agencies and the government, was being intentionally shaped to please Vice President Cheney, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. If you remember, Alex, Vice President Cheney said there was no doubt that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. I think Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld said a trained ape could come to that conclusion. And so there's the sense that maybe the intelligence agencies were catering to a client that wanted to hear a certain message. One of their principal findings is that we still don't know, as a matter of human intelligence, what's going on in countries like North Korea, countries like Syria. We just don't have a strong sense. And so I think the president's reaction is now, it wasn't me, I didn't do it, it was those intelligence guys, and I'm acting on it. So he's going to take the position that he's now part of the reform movement.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams speaking with us today from Oklahoma City. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Alex.